This is Marketplace. I'm David Gura, in for Kai Rizdahl. In a divorce, the battles over money can seem endless, but eventually the financial crisis ends, right? Maybe not. As Julia Picard reports from Portland, Oregon, the end of a divorce, for older women especially, is often just the beginning.
If you are mystified by the financial process, work with a financial advisor.
We're at a divorce workshop called Second Saturday. Women of all ages are packed around a large conference table. One of them is Jenny Juffs. She's divorcing after 19 years of marriage. She also has two special needs children. Like many women, Juffs is pretty shocked by her new financial reality.
I've been a wife or a homemaker all my life, so everything's changing me. I've never managed money.
The situation is particularly grim for older women. Today, a quarter of divorced women over 60 live in poverty. And overall, older women see their household income drop by 41%. That's twice the amount of their ex-husband. And to make matters worse, baby boomers are splitting up at record rates.
So we're seeing these 20, 25, 30, 35-year marriages coming apart with the women that have never worked outside the home.
Grace Lantaris is a financial advisor. She also heads Portland's local chapter of Second Saturday. Many people who come to her divorce seminar are completely inexperienced when it comes to financial planning. She often sees their panic, like one middle-aged woman who fled the room.
She explained to one of my colleagues that she was going through what felt like PTSD to her, that she had been separated from her husband for 10 years and had made every single mistake, you know, that we had mentioned in the course of the first part of the class.
So financial literacy is important, but Antara says the biggest contributor to post-divorce success is earning power. Yet many women who spend more time focusing on the family often lack job skills. Just ask Jenny Juffs.
And I'm also trying to just build basic skills like a keyboarding class. And so I know how to use a computer a little bit, but not Office or Excel or anything that everybody's going to need.
Antara says even women who have good jobs can make poor financial decisions after divorce. And the closer to retirement these mistakes are made, the more devastating the effect. Grace Antara, now 64 years old, has her own story.
I was highly emotionally attached to the house, pulled out all the equity to pay him. I was the bigger earner, pay him a big settlement. And then when the real estate market crashed, house was underwater instantly. And so he got all the tax-free cash, and I got a foreclosure and a bankruptcy.
Antares' own experience is what helps fuel the one message she repeats all the time.
You're going to be in charge of your finances for the rest of your life.
Because the divorce rate after second marriages is even higher. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Julia Picard for Marketplace.